went. Well, happy Sabbath, guys. How many of you like stories? So here's a question for you. What do you like the most? To hear the story or to tell stories? How many of you like hearing the stories? How many of you like telling stories? Yeah? Oh, nice. Well, do you know who's the best storyteller ever? Who was and who is? Jesus. Jesus told stories, and do you see that picture right there? When he told stories, people were never like, oh. No, they were like, tell us more, tell us more. They would come from all these different places to hear stories. And one time, he told one of my favorite stories. Let's see. Is this working? Oh, there we go. He told this story. What's that? A lamb. He told the story of a little lamb, and he said, I'm going to tell you a story. Do you guys know that story? Some yes, some no's. Well, I'm just going to tell it just in case you don't know it. Really, really fast. So one time there was a little lamb. Actually, there were 100. There were so many. There was a good shepherd. Now, I'm going to ask that the grown-ups help us. Every time I go like this, if I go like this, it's all of you here. You have to say, bah, bah. If I go like that, it's your turn to say, bah, bah. And over there, your turn. Okay? And so, you guys, do you want to know this story really, really good? If you really want to know it, you need to imagine. Imagine that you are there in a very green field. It may be good for you to close your eyes if you want to so that you can imagine really good. And there were all these sheep. Can you hear them? And they were all there. And there was a shepherd, a very good shepherd. You know, good shepherds do something very special.
The good shepherd watches so sheep may safely feed. He keeps them from danger and gives them all they need.
Amen. A good shepherd takes care of his sheep. He brings them to really great places like this. And he feeds them great food. And so there they were, the sheep. And they were all happy. There was 100 of them. And all of a sudden, the good shepherd taking care of his sheep, he started counting them. Okay, guys, it's time to go home. I'm going to count you to make sure that all of you are here. So he started counting. 1, 2, 3, da 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 da. 100, right? But he was in number 99 when he said, wait, where is number 100? And they were like, They just said, bah, I don't know. And so he said, let me count again. So he started counting, counting, counting. And he got to number 97, number 98, number 99. What is going on? Where is my little lamb? And so he said, 99 sheep, all of you, my lambs, bah, 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 everybody. You guys stay here, okay? I'm going to go look for this little lamb because she needs to be somewhere, and I need to find her. So he went looking for her and looking for her, and finally, he found her. And when he found her, he started carrying her in his arms, and he brought her home. And guess what? The Bible says that there was celebration because he had found the lost lamb. Now, you see the sheep right there? They don't look like they're celebrating, right? But what about this one? Smiling. Look at this one here. And look at this one. Even jumping. Yeah, because they were so happy. That's what the Bible says. That's one of my favorite stories. So when I was a little girl, look at this little girl right there. Do you see that? That's me when I was a little baby. And my mom always told me stories, and I loved the stories about Jesus. And I grew up, and I fell in love with Jesus so much that I said, I want to give my heart to Jesus. At home, my grandmother, she would bring the kids together, and she would tell us stories, and then she would say, do you want to get baptized? And my cousins, they would be like, yes! And she would say, okay, when you get baptized, I'm going to throw a big party, and we're going to have a wonderful time when you get baptized. And my big cousins, they started getting baptized and getting baptized. And I thought, when I get baptized, there's going to be a party at Grandma's house. How exciting. And then one day I said, Grandma, I'm ready. I already talked to my mom. I'm taking studies. I'm ready to get baptized. And she was like, okay, we're going to have a party. But guys, when it came time to go to the baptistry, I was so nervous. That's not me. But I was so nervous because I thought, uh-oh, this is a lot of water. What is going on? And you know, the pastor said something that helped me to forget about my fears. Do you know what he said? He said, now kids, because there were lots of kids that were getting baptized that day, he said, when you get baptized, I want you to remember this. In heaven, there is joy. Angels are clapping, and they're going to be so happy, and God's going to smile so happy that you're getting baptized. So when I got baptized, I was like, let's do this now. Let the party start. And so the pastor baptized me, and when I came up, we went outside. Now, this was quite a while ago, a long time ago. So the churches were a little bit different than our church. The bathroom was outside of the church. And I had to go up the stairs like that to go up and then get changed again. But I was all wet, right? And I had these socks that were all the way up here. And so as I started walking up the stairs, you could hear splash, 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 splash. But you know what? I was looking up, and I was like, oh, it's like music. I'm celebrating with heaven. Splash, splash, splash. And then I saw something like this. Beautiful clouds. And I thought, there is a celebration in heaven happening right now. Do you see that picture? I know it's really small. I don't know if we can make it a little bit big, the picture. But the angels are so happy. When it's time for you to get baptized, never forget that the angels and God, they're going to be celebrating so hard. You know, at our home, we have this thing that we have bells. This is Pastor Tony's bell. It's the big one. And then I have my own bell here. And then we got one little one for the baby. And every Sabbath, when Pastor Tony makes the call, and he says, who would like to give their life to the Lord? And people say, me, 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 me. At nighttime, we ring the bells. Yay! They made good decisions. We all made good decisions for the Lord. And when people get baptized, yay! We go back at home, and we ring the bells, celebrating with heaven. Today, let's bring the screen up. Today, back there behind the screen, you are going to see, hopefully he's there already. Yes, the pastor. He is going to baptize someone today, but I want you to know something. Look up. I know you see the ceiling, but behind the ceiling, it's the sky. It's the heaven. And up there, the angels and God are celebrating because someone is saying, I give you my heart today, Lord. Would you like to give your heart to Jesus one day? Today? All right, let's pray. Let's talk to God. Dear God, thank you so much that you take care of us like the little lamb. And when you pick us up and when we give you our heart, Lord, you start saying, yay, let's have a big celebration. Today, we celebrate with our sister Jean. And we thank you because you are so loving. Let the heavens celebrate, and we here too. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You can go to